two, three, four.
New old dads, but we're really just two old dads. And we're really just two girl dads going through it together.
Together, yeah.
Nice job, Dominic. I love
hey,
it.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome to the podcast, New Old Dads, episode 13, I think it is. And we're moving right along here. Happy to have everybody back for another week. We missed a couple weeks again. Old story, new day. But yep. We had to skip a couple weeks. Things in my job has been kind of crazy, so Patrick and I couldn't really get together. But today, Patrick, we have a special guest, don't we?
Yes, we do. As promised, your father.
My dad.
Dominic Melillo.
Hey.
As promised. We've been talking about bringing on a guest, you, for off and on for 6 to 7 weeks.
6 weeks.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, that's great. I'm glad that I'm finally able to be here because I do so much during the day and week. I'm so busy that I'm really glad that I was able to carve out this time for you guys.
It's unbelievable. The retirement is real. The retirement movement is real.
Oh, you're retired? Full on retired right now?
Yeah, it technically.
Yeah.
But not in actuality. I still do a lot of stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah. With other people. People in the mortgage business and consulting and stuff like that. So, yeah. So.
Well, good on you, man.
Little background on Dominic. Dominic's been my dad for my whole life. He's qualified. He then therefore is qualified to be on the New Old Dads podcast. So,
well, I was a girl dad too,
and you were a girl dad.
Yes,
yeah,
that's important.
Times. Twice over.
Yep.
Which is it honestly needs to be a major part of this podcast is the fact that please help us, Lord, with girls, because right. Both Violet and Gia. So Violet is Patrick's soon to be daughter coming. Very soon, November 26th or 5th?
5th, yes.
25th. And so Patrick and Angie, how many weeks are you, Patrick and Angie?
30, dude, today.
Today's 30.
30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I feel, actually, I think we're okay, Joe, with you'd mentioned that we're a couple of weeks behind. Not according to the book and my markings. I think I think we're spot on. I think you're 27. I'm 30. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're 27. We 27 weeks on Saturday.
Exactly.
So technically we're 26 weeks today.
Okay.
So Carrie's 26 weeks. So anyway, Dad, yeah, we need help as much as we can figuring out this girl dad thing coming in. I mean, the room over from where I'm recording is literally all pink. Like, I don't know anything. We've been dealing with Devin, hanging out with Devin for the last, 5 years.
Yeah. So Devin's got 70,000 Nerf guns. Hanging on his walls, right? And what has Gia got? Has she got any Nerf guns? Or
so far, it's been little books and definitely stuffed animals that are girl stuffed animals.
So here's what you guys have to decide. I mean, like right away, like out of the gate, like now, is are you going to let them do whatever it is that they would like to do, whether it's girl. Kind of traditional girly stuff or not, right? Hmm. Or do you just say, that I don't want you doing something that is, I don't know, Joe, like Alexandra with football, right?
Yeah, that's a good example. So my sister played football when she was 7, 8, 9 years old.
Really?
So I guess, Dad, the question would be, what did you do? Tell us what did you do? You obviously let Alexander play
football. So yeah, our approach was that we were going to 100% let her decide what it is she wanted to do. And if she wanted to do cheerleading, she could do cheerleading. If she wanted to play football, she could play football. I didn't have any problem with it. My mother was not real happy about that at all. That traditional back in the day, you really shouldn't let her do that. But I thought it was great. I didn't see any reason why she couldn't or shouldn't do it. It was within her personality, and she really enjoyed it. She did great.
See,
That's okay. Awesome. That's a great question. I like that question. Because I, you know, until you're in the moment, I can only imagine it's easy to say, yeah, I'll be Mr. Loosey Goosey and it's all good. Anything she wants, I'll give to her. But I mean, you followed through with it, and I respect the heck out of that. And I'd like to think that I would have the same, you know, same reaction to really anything she wanted to be, because I, you know, I'd like, that's how I want to be treated. Right.
Agreed. Yeah. You know, I didn't, you know, kind of knew her personality, and I knew she was very, you know, she was athletic. She was physical. She liked to do that kind of stuff. And I couldn't see a good reason to tell her no. Mm. Like, and what would that say to her in the future? Mm. You know, that there are certain things I can't say, or I'm not allowed, you know, no, I wanted to make sure she understood that. Absolutely. If you feel like that's something you want to challenge yourself with, you can go ahead and do it.
And it wasn't a kicker. It wasn't like she was a kicker, Patrick. No, she was a freaking linebacker.
What?
And she was a right guard and you know, like inside linebacker.
She had a helmet. She had a helmet, and awesome. her ponytail was poking out of her helmet. And there's a couple pieces of video, because Dominic was a huge videographer for all our games. So there's this video, this shot of Alexander just diving the hole, right, and just blowing up the backfield like hard, and like in the biggest game against the inner city team, the Danbury Vikings. And it was like, everybody's like, she was like an 89er, right? She was nine years old. So it was really funny. Patrick played football too, Dad, and he was really good. You were a quarterback, right, Patrick?
No.
No?
Not even close. I was a defensive back. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
Long gone days.
So again,
Where did you play football?
Just a small Division II college in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, called Augustana College. It was back in the, we used to play like North Dakota State, and it was long gone days, man. I'm feeling it today, but
yeah. you know the name, Dad, our name, new old, so you get the old.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dad.
I'm 49, dude. I'm right on your footsteps, Dominic. I mean, goodness gracious, I'm right there with you.
You're not that close, believe me.
So let's go over. Let's hear a little bit of advice from the book, Dad. We're gonna read this. We're gonna read the book from Adrian Culp. It's something we do. So we say thank you, Adrian. Really appreciate your help here. He's been guiding us along as we get closer and closer to the due date here in the late fall, early winter time. Patrick, week 30. What is Adrian saying about week 30 this time?
Week 30. So I got a text from my wife today saying that our baby's the size of a platypus. And yeah, and I don't know. I may or may not have seen a platypus in my life. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel as if that's a big mammal, right? I mean, that's pretty big, a platypus. And so I just, I'm struggling to.
So you Googled it.
The length of a cucumber, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, 3 pounds. It's just baffling to me how that can be in there right now, other than when I feel her move around. And, but anyway, yeah. So there you go. Platypus size. Week 30, the little cabbage, it says your baby is about 16 inches long and close to 3 pounds. That's freaking huge as far as I'm concerned.
By the way, a male platypus is only 2.2 pounds to 5.3 pounds. And a female is about 1.5 to 3.5, 17 to 20 inches in length.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's a tiny, it's actually kind of tiny.
I'd say, I mean, it's a platypus.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's a platypus.
Look at that. Oh my gosh. I had no idea.
Are there no other animals that compare, like, that are 16 inches long?
It's like they're going out of their way to try and be unique, you know. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, come on, really? Come on, bro. Give me something a little more mainstream. If you the urge to pee is constant, I can vouch for that. We're having incontinence acts left and right here in the house and otherwise. And Angie doesn't care. She's just kind of like, oh, I pissed my pants again. Oh, man. At this point, I'm like, you know, come on. tell me something I don't already know. It's a gift.
Patrick, have you, you're 49?
Yeah.
Do you share your incontinence diapers with her?
I haven't, and I've been there, done that, but I'm not quite as leaky as she is at this point. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You have to help her out a little bit.
Knock on wood, right? Yeah. So, but yeah, I can relate in many ways. Lack of sleep causes exhaustion. Actually, she still seems to be sleeping okay. There are some nights where she'll struggle to fall asleep, but for the most part, I would have expected by now, with everything that with the lead in or the lead up to now, that she wouldn't be sleeping at all at this point. And that's not the case. So I'm grateful for that, as is she. And let's see, we have an appointment this Friday, Joe. We have another, just at this point, they become more frequent, right? I mean, it's like every 2 weeks, we're going to have an appointment until mid-November. And the last time I went, I was able to go in the room. And now, for whatever reason, I can't. So we're back to dad can't be in the room.
You got to go to the room last time?
Oh, I got to go see the sonogram.
Yeah.
I got to witness ultrasound. The sonogram.
Inside joke there, Dad. Yeah, we tend to mess up the sonogram versus ultrasound.
It's on purpose at this point.
Yes.
Joe.
I get
it. So anyhow, I don't know. Yeah, Patrick. She. So this Friday, I'm gonna go and give her a ride and sit out in the car and FaceTime again. So there you go. Back to that noise.
Well, okay. So week 30, that makes sense. It sounds like Adrian's got a hold on it this week. He sounds like he's got a pretty truthful.
Yeah.
So he's right on point.
For the most part, yeah.
Week 26 and 27, or you want to remind people what Carrie's going through right now?
Yeah, we're going to cover 26 and 27, right? Because you're right. We didn't. So week 26, the title is The Descending Testicles, which neither one of us will, witness.
I hope not.
So anyhow, this is the week that the testicles.
You think that's funny, Dad?
Boy, I think you got to know this.
You got to know. They're coming. They're descending.
I'm trying to understand. You're talking about Carrie and her, where she is in her whole the time frame.
Yeah.
But you've got a baby girl.
Right.
Right. Right. No, that's just what the book says.
Yeah. This is if it were.
I'm very confused. I'm waiting to hear. Maybe you're going to tell me that Gia isn't Gia. This maybe,
Dad, we've been waiting. I've been all the whole thing with the baby shower this weekend was all a lie. It was all to get to this moment right now where we're going to tell you it's actually a boy.
Yeah, this is entertainment at its finest. We were waiting until this moment to make sure that you realize, Dominic, that you are having a boy and the testicles are descending this week.
Because that's a big day. I would have sent you a card. Happy testicle descending
day. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
It's actually TDD. That's what it's known in slang word. Testicle descending day.
I love that.
What can we tell my dad about the girl situation happening on week 26 and 27?
Let's talk about mom. Her heartburn is worsening. Is that what you're living?
Oh yeah.
Physical discomfort and lack of sleep can be in the making, basically.
Yeah, lack of sleep, but the peeing constantly, that's every night, literally every night. Swelling of her ankles and getting bigger. We're also seeing more of Gia as of late. But remember, week 27 is coming on Saturday. So
yes.
In terms of size, Patrick, what's our baby size? What's Gia?
Let's see if he – I'm gonna get into week 27. We also, back at this point, Joe, we both commented on our dad bods, how we're doing everything we can to make sure that we have a dad bod once our girls are
– Don't have a dad bod.
Well, I am. I'm there. you know what, dude? They do not have, if you want to Google it real quick.
I will.
Do not have anything in the book on the baby size and, comparison to some obscure mammal. She says that she's having, again, leading
head of lettuce.
Bathroom. Head of lettuce. Oh.
Yeah, baby is as big as a head of lettuce.
That's nice. Your baby's starting to do very baby-like things that include opening and closing its eyes, napping, sucking on its fingers, getting the hiccups. Have you experienced the hiccups?
No, have you?
Twice.
Oh, wow.
Yes, twice. There have been hiccups, and I put my hand on her belly, and I'm pretty sure I felt the hiccups. I feel as if I have. I
hope that's where you put your hand. And try to feel the
hiccups. Oh, you.
Ah.
And it's beginning to recognize voices. So at this point, she can come Saturday, she can recognize your voice, Joe.
I'm pretty sure she already does.
Yeah.
And Devin's too, because Devin likes to speak to Gia. He's like, "Hi, Gia.
Oh,
what's
nice.
Going on?" Stuff
that's
like that.
Sweet.
So,
that's
okay.
Super sweet.
Okay. So now that we got that out of the way,
we did.
We gotta get Dominic here. We got.
Yes.
In your opinion, Dad, what week was a tough week for for one of the pregnancies for my mom, Joan?
Joseph, you really are going to think that I remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Great lesson. Perfect. Okay. You're saying write it all down.
I mean,
was there one week that sticks out in your mind as being like, oh man, this is a mistake?
There was a week that I recall. Back in the day, there was a week, and boy, was it a week!
How about this? Can I ask you a different question then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, how about please. This? Ready? At the pregnancy, you obviously went through three: me, my two sisters. What was the difference between the first one and maybe the second and third? Was there a difference in terms of your feelings of anxiousness, anxiety? What was going through your head when you first found out you were like going to be a dad for the first time?
That's a good question.
So, yeah, so it was kind of like, you know, the first time, I mean, was like, okay, here we go. We're going to try to have a baby. Let's do it now. And everything worked great. And so that happened and it was all, everything went well. And then during the course of that, you know, we weren't that old. I mean, we were, you know, 30 years old, right?
So 29 and 30.
Everybody's physical. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of energy. There's still, you know, everybody's healthy. And so it kind of goes pretty quickly and you're like, hey, this is a piece of cake. So the only issues are, you know, at the end there, you get a little bit, like you said, you know, a little swelling in the ankles and whatever, all that stuff. And then the second one, we were like, okay, so here we go again. And then it just wasn't happening, you know, just, and then all of a sudden, like you start panicking about, well, why can't, you know, why aren't we getting pregnant again the second time, you know? So then thankfully, eventually that takes place and you're grateful for that. And then the third one with Olivia was, you know, was again, same thing, was not a problem. You know, just wasn't an issue.
Keep going.
Yeah. So as far as getting pregnant and then, you know,
yeah,
during
Dad,
the
that's what I wanted to ask you about. Tell me about how
I'm trying to get there because, you know, with your mom having C-sections, right. That kind of changes it a bit in that you're always kind of worried about you trying to be, you know, you're worried about that because there's that weakness in the uterus wall there, you know, I mean, and, you know, so that adds a whole layer of concern to things.
Interesting.
But again, the other thing was that it was, you know, that the good part is that it's the delivery schedule.
Yes. And you're able to plan around that.
I do not remember your mom having any kind of, you know, terrible physical issues at all about anything.
What was I a C-section because I was first. So was I a C-section guaranteed? Like they made that decision back then?
No, you were just taking forever. And you were, yeah, there was a lot of, you know, the baby, you know, you were under stress because it was taking so long. And they had the monitor on you and all that kind of stuff. And then at one point they just decided, no, you know, we're going to do the C-section.
Interesting.
It was going on too long.
What was the biggest surprise from life change wise for, you know, Mr. Patrick there from living this, the, you know, this great couple life where you don't have a baby around, you're hanging out, you're doing what you want. And then all of a sudden baby's here. What was the biggest surprise change from that angle?
Not being able to sleep late ever again.
Ever.
Even on a Saturday or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Did you just say, damn it, Patrick?
Wasn't me.
Yeah, I think sleep was the major thing. I mean, you know, you're intelligent people, so you're prepared for it. You know that's coming, right? Mm-hmm. You know that your life is going to revolve around the baby. I mean, it's just, you know, that's just the way it is. So none of this can be just, you can't just slough it off as like, you know, it's not important. I mean, these are serious things. Your life changes significantly. And then there's that, again, sleep interruption, you know, that all leads into it. So you just have to go into this with your eyes open and very careful to just proactively just take care of your wife, take care of yourself too, but you got to focus on your wife. You got to make sure that you help her as much as humanly possible.
That's so all. Suck it up, shut up, and take care of your wife and your kid. All right, Patrick, got it. Oh no, it's frozen right now, folks. So I'm gonna just. It happens once a time.
Both in 100%. Right,
that's good. Really, that's good. 100-100. I like that. That's really, really good. Joe, you said something earlier and you froze up. Just
so I said, that's it, Patrick. Just be quiet, take care of your kid and your wife, and just suck it up.
Forget
sleep and just get it in your head right now.
Dude, he said it's 100-100. I like that.
100-100. Really, I missed that part. What?
I said it's not this whole thing about taking care of the baby. You know, you've heard that's like 50-50. You know, you each have to take care of your part.
Oh.
But it's really not, because you're each giving 100%. So
right?
It's really 100-100.
That's killer, man. That's really,
yeah,
really good.
100-100. That's nice. I like that, Dad. Cool.
I do too. I like that a lot.
Well, thanks, Dominic. This is not your first time on a podcast, and I think you're doing incredible.
Really? What other podcasts have you been on?
I've been on a lot of interviews, and some of them have been podcasts. I suppose, okay. I don't know which ones they have been, but I've done a lot of radio interviews.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you'd been on one of Joe's other podcasts. That's why I asked.
No, he hasn't killed anybody in Indiana, and he doesn't own a.
I haven't killed anyone in years.
For years.
I don't know. I'm just meeting the guy.
Yeah.
I'm just
meeting the guy tonight. No. He's been on a couple podcasts because of specifically writing books, a couple books actually. The newest one, Einstein's Desk, he wrote with my Uncle Rob. There's a poetry books too.
Cool.
And a series called Season of the Swords, which is great because it has me in it. So it's really well done, and I'm a hero. Has all our cousins in it. But here's a segue to the question, Dad, and this is why I say it. And also go to amazon.com and search author Dominic Melillo if you want to find out more about his books and his poetry. Also another book called a Christmas book called what is it now? The Land of Oldagia?
Journey to the Land of Oldagia, a Christmas quest.
A Christmas Quest.
Wow.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it used to be called The Forever Child, but with the way publishing is, we missed that title. Right, Dad?
Yeah, and it wasn't descriptive enough, so we kind of canned it.
But listen.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you need, everybody needs to know, go check them out. You can go get the books at any time. And my segue to the question here, guys, is when it comes to recording and remembering, Dominic, you had a few ways of remembering us growing up. Not only were you a video crazy because of mom and news and cameras, but you also wrote the poems. to make, you know, because a lot of the poetry that you wrote was had to do with us, and you were inspired by us. How important is that, do you think, to documenting what we're going through? Because we're kind of doing it now with our podcast.
Mm, yeah.
But what do you think about after and like and doing that? How important is it?
So I you know, I always thought that if there was any way, like I wish I could have a body cam and videotaped every day. You know, I really did. I wish that there was so much that went on. There was so many funny things that took place, right? So, and your mom was really good about it. It was probably her idea because, she always had great ideas. She was like, you know, you should write this stuff down. You know, you should. So I was like, I think she bought me a kind of leather bound journal, and I started trying to record as much as I possibly could, you know, every day. And I'd write down today, you know, Joey asked me this question, or Joey said this, or, there was one time, you know, again, there were quotes where they were situational. And then over time, I would take that stuff and I would end up trying to create poetry out of it. In some way, like or little short stories or whatever. But for example, that time when, you know, I was trying to get away with giving you cheese doodles instead of like ice cream for dessert.
Yeah, because he didn't want me eating.
Right. I was just like, you know, whatever. Here, have these, you know. And you're like, and you were freaking out. You're like, no, no, Daddy, cheese noodles are not ice cream. And so we were laughing about it, so I'd write it down, and then I did that whole little kind of that funny poem, you know, about
it's a very doodles. Funny poem. Cheese doodles are not ice cream is the name of it.
Yeah.
It sounds funny.
It's hysterical, you know. And then there's that time that that you were completely bored and you were just hanging out in the living room watching TV, and the next thing I know, you have he had felt tip pen, and he had drawn all over his male
my peepee
his male parts, his peepee. Yes. So he had colored it, and it was
I colored my peepee. Yeah.
He was celebrating the dropping of his testicles.
I guess
that's what was happening. Yeah.
That's called a callback, folks. Nice job, Patrick.
Yeah. It was Cinco de Peepee Day.
Wow. Now we're getting into the dad jokes.
I really have a lot more questions about the penis coloring, but let's move on.
Please, guys.
I have so many questions.
There are so many moments to capture like that. And honestly, if you don't do something to capture it, to record it, to write it down in some way, or it, you will forget. Absolutely. You think you remember, but you won't.
That's great advice.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, that's really good advice, man.
It's definitely something we take into consideration, hence why the podcast. I mean, what are the chances that Patrick and I are going to go through pregnancy together 3 weeks apart?
Right?
Right? Living I mean, we were like, living let's do dream. It. And now at this point, you know, it's funny because we keep talking about, like, what is she going to be like, right? What is Violet going to be like? Violet? You're turning Violet. Violet? Like, I don't know. What is she going to be like? What's Gia going to be like? Who knows? And, like, I don't know. It's like, you know, you think about all the personality things between you and your wife, and you're like, oh, man, if she's me, I'm in trouble. Like, big trouble. Were you ever like that, Dad? Were you ever worried, like, your kids would be like, all the bad of you as opposed to the good?
You know,
that's a real worry right here.
I think we all have that kind of concern, right? That, you know, is this all about genetics, or is it, environmental, or how much influence am I going to have on their upbringing and their personality? Mm-hmm. But their personalities are their personalities. And honestly, there might be, overriding tendencies of maybe introversion, extroversion, you know, kind of like a kind of leaning towards those certain things, physical versus, you know, intellectual, whatever, you know. But generally, Joe, I would say, you guys, all you have to do is it's like a horse, right? You have to understand what their tendencies are, and then you have to let them, give them their head, like in that direction. Don't worry about their head, Patrick. You know, you really do. I mean, you just got to follow their lead in a lot of different ways while still trying to keep them in bounds, you know, while trying to steer them in a general direction of, but, you know, it's
you
so
couldn't
funny.
Steer Olivia if you even tried as a kid. There's I no did, way you were I steering did. Her.
I no, that's not true. We kept her alive.
That's your sister.
Yeah, my sister Olivia.
Yeah, how many grandchildren do you have, Dominic?
So I've got Devin and Dallas, and Gia will be the third.
Ah, so your first girl grandchild. Yes. Ah, so kind of, hey, experience.
And technically biological. So
sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's coming. They're coming, and they come with immediate best friend with Violet and Gia. Immediate best friend.
Yes. They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So any Patrick questions that come to your mind, buddy? Anything that you want to ask this this accomplished gentleman sitting there?
Man, oh man, up the top of my head. Let me think. I know there's one there, Joe. You did a heck of a job asking questions, by the way.
And I dropped a little love to his books too. You like that? Right? I segued that question. Fit it all in. I didn't even realize.
Fit it all in.
You forgot my music.
Man, but that's not published. So you know.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Tell him about the music too. We took poems and put them to music. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's right. So, a buddy of mine that I knew from high school was out on the West Coast, you know, his whole life. That's kind of where he went out. And he was this prodigy as far as music goes. You know, he was the guy in high school that would get up there, and he basically, the whole school would just like go to a concert that he did, you know, on stage. A wonderful, incredible musician. And so he finally came back to the East Coast, and I was just curious. I said, John, have you ever written music to lyrics that were already written, you know, poems or something? And he's like, wow, that's really hard to do. But send me your stuff, because most poetry doesn't lend itself to you know, being lyrics. But so anyway, he took my stuff. He felt it was, you know, it was really workable as far as, you know, creating lyrics out of it. And he created a bunch of music to these, to a bunch of the poetry. So we put that out as a CD called Memory C, the Memory C. Cool. And so it's out there. It's out there on everywhere. It's on Spotify. You can download it off of iTunes. You can
Memory C.
The Memory C. Yeah.
Cool.
Some of them are really good. So as of late, it's been more Johnny Cash style.
Well, the next CD. Yeah. So next the first album. CD. The next was really kind of, you know, love songs, memory songs, some funny songs, you know, kind of more upbeat stuff. This next one is going to be it's pretty dark stuff about, you know, kind of written when I went through the toughest times of my life. And we've learned a lot. So it's really going to be in the vein of, there's a lot of Johnny Cash kind of feel to it. There's some Jim Steinman type feel to stuff, some Phantom of the Opera type stuff. So, but it's a pretty dark CD. There's not a lot of happy songs.
I'm intrigued. You're a talented guy, man. I mean, I can see where the father son is here, because you're both very talented men. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Apple did not fall too far from the tree there, Dominic. And I do have a question for you. So having raised both a boy and a girl, excuse me, what would you say, what's the most challenging thing about raising a girl, say the first 5 to 10 years of life, and then secondly, most challenging thing about raising a boy in that same first 5 to 10 years of life?
I mean, the flippant answer is trying to keep the boy alive from not killing themselves, jumping off of things they shouldn't be jumping off of, running
daredevils. Daredevils, yeah, by nature.
Trying to stay up with them. Huh. And, you know, and for the girls, just, you know, just kind of, yeah, just not, as a father, not wanting to be, I don't know how you say this, like overly protective, like letting them, you know, go, being okay with them falling down or something, you know, you just, you know, for, again, I'm 63, you know, as of a couple of days. So back in the day, it was about, you know, you let the boys run and you protect the girls, right? So,
okay, got it.
Not that you limit them in any way, and not that, you know, my mom was one of, I mean, she was one of the first, she was very clear about the fact that whatever you treat everybody the same, boy, you know, whether they're boys or girls, right? Meaning that there's no favoritism. There's, you know, yeah, if you ask the girls to make their bed, then the boys better make their beds. If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna, you know, everybody cleans up after dinner and washes dishes, and you know, on weekends you're gonna clean your room and clean the, you know, help clean the toilets, and honestly, expectations as far as you know, proper dating, morality, all that stuff was all the same. There was no boys will be boys, and you know, that kind of crap from my mom. Yeah, she was not like that. So I was really that way too. And you know, and Joe, your mom was kind of on board with that too, where it was just like, physically, you know, yeah, there might be some differences, some challenges in what they do and what they want to do and how you treat them and all that stuff. But when it came to, you know, just overall requirements being, you know, you try to treat them the same as humanly possible.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, I can see where it would be, again, thinking about my upbringing, I can see where, I don't know, called old school, whatever, where the girl was, you know, treated differently from the boy because boys will be boys and boys don't cry and girls, you know, they're more fragile. So I can see that.
Guaranteed boys cry. I know.
Sure. Oh yeah.
They cry.
Absolutely.
He cried today at practice.
Joe, be relentlessly Devin. Authentic.
Devin, not yeah, me. Man. I didn't cry at practice.
You didn't?
You guys are funny. Great. This is awesome, Dad. We really appreciate the advice. Like,
absolutely.
You know, whatever. I've talked to you for years, Dad. You know, I never talked to you in this capacity about this stuff, but
that's,
you know,
cool.
We're trying to help people here on this podcast. We're trying to help other dads who are going through the similar things. You know, just let's do some updates real quick. Dad, you can hear them because I haven't told you these kind of updates yet. So we'd love for you to hear them. And then obviously your advice or, you know, chime in at any moment. But as of recently, we had the both baby showers this weekend.
Yes.
The shower for, and Angie was there at the whole time.
I mean, know.
And she was beyond, you and Patrick, seriously. Thank you, dude. You guys were beyond generous with the gifts to us as a family. So God bless you, dude. I love you. Thank you.
We
so
love
much.
You guys.
Yeah. And then my dad got Carrie and I an awesome stroller. So our stroller cool. is downstairs ready to go, a Mockingbird stroller. It's got the click in. You can take out the baby carriage and then you put in a bouncer. Ooh. And so the older kid can have one and the baby.
Dang.
Can have
it.
It's all, you know, this stuff though. $1,000, awesome. Patrick. $1,000.
I know, $1,000.
Doesn't matter what it is, Dad. It's $1,000.
Basically.
Like everything, literally everything was like $1,000. You want something? And Carrie's like,
it's
how
a
much?
Grr.
How much is it? Grand. $1,000.
Oh, yep.
So, and then we had both baby showers. That was really fun. Got a lot of tons of stuff. We finished our nursery. Like literally, dude, the baby comes tomorrow. That nursery is ready to go. So
nice.
Check that off the list. Lamaze, Ferdinand Lamaze class is coming up soon. So we're going to be doing that virtually.
Are you doing it night class or weekend class or?
I don't know. We have to look it up, but that's coming. We have to schedule it this week. And then, you know, that's about it, other than, you know, normal aches and pains and Carrie feeling well or not feeling well. And also, Devin went to the gym today with me at 5:30 in the morning. I was so I mean, people don't do that. And this kid is like, I want to go to the gym with you at 5:30 in the morning. I was like, okay, come with me. So sure enough, 5:30 in the morning. But I just was so proud of him, and it made me so much so happy to be his stepdad to That's see cool. this happen, because he just – No, you know, I shook him awake. He was like, boom, right up.
Right on.
And then he came around the corner and he's like, all right, I'm ready to go. And he's like, ready to walk downstairs, all proud of himself for putting socks on.
At 5:30?
Like, yeah. And I was like, dude, where's your shirt? Bro. He didn't have a shirt on. So it was good. Anyway.
That's awesome.
So thanks to you guys. Thanks, Angie, for being here. It sounded like you guys had a good weekend too, and a good couple weeks here.
Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, the other new old my bad. Ad on this.
I kind of spaced out there for a moment. So if we're doing check-ins, my wife's back to farting a ton. I mean, a ton. Dude, I go out. I come home from work tonight, and I walk in, and all's good. And this is, you know, whatever, 8:15 tonight. And I said, babe, I'm going to take the trash out real quick before I have my podcast. And I go take the trash out. And what's that, a 15-second turnaround? And I come in. And, dude, my eyes are, like, stinging. It's so bad. And
poor Angie.
I thought this phase was over. No. I think she's holding it onto it on purpose for her own
that's not healthy. I doubt that's happening.
Well, and then I come into my little office here, and Lorelei's in here with me, and I got the door kind of open so she can leave or stay, and she's staying. And it's like, God, man, what? And I texted Angie while we're sitting here. I said, Lorelei is farting in my office. This is, I can't believe it. I'm surrounded. And she's like, no, I think that was me in the tub, two rooms over, dude. I mean, she's breaking records, bro.
How do you even measure that? That's incredible. That's a skill. Superpower. That's more like a superpower for a villain.
It's unreal. And she's cute. And it's like, how can you smell that bad? You're so cute. Good Lord.
Interesting. So, fellas, listen. Just get used to it, because it's not the case for us. So, you know, just it is what it is, right?
Man, oh man.
So tough stuff.
That's where we're at. That's my check-in.
We were trying to do the podcast to get today in person, but we also wanted to interview my dad, so it worked out really well. Yes. Dad, Dominic, dude, thank you. This was so much fun to have you here and laughing at our jokes. At least we know we're kind of funny. But then
thank you for your time, Dominic.
Yeah, well,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's enjoyable. You guys do a great job. I love the energy between you, and you guys are funny.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm not surprised that the podcast is successful. But I'll just leave you with a couple of observations or a couple of things of advice.
Wait, he's going to end the he should end the podcast tonight, Patrick.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Dad.
Okay,
we'll repeat it. Patrick's repeat it at the end.
So in the in the old days, we did, you guys are brave, because as crazy as it can be, you know, with the ladies being pregnant and as hard as it is on them, to be able to talk about their farting, you know, and that kind of stuff is a very brave act. So I applaud you for putting yourself out there for the podcast, for the betterment of mankind, by admitting that stuff, because I wouldn't have been brave enough to do it.
Yeah. So you also didn't have a microphone that went out to 15
people. That's great.
I guarantee if your mother caught me even whispering it to the neighbors, I would have been in big trouble. So
so anyway, we put our necks out there, Dad. Got it. Yeah, thank you.
Really, yeah, for the betterment of mankind. So that's great.
One small step for man.
That's awesome.
And then the final thing I just tell you is that, you know, I applaud you guys for really looking, you know, doing the research, staying on top of it, understanding what's going on step by step. But once, you know, once that child is there, it really is more of an art than it is a science. And you're going to learn that. I mean, I know you want it to be kind of a science. I know you want it to be, here's what you do step by step. But I am guaranteeing you're going to find out it's more art. Ooh. And that you're doing everything day by day by the seat of your pants. And it's going to be scary because you never know what you're doing, you know, if it's going to screw them up, you know, mentally, emotionally, or whatever. But you do the best you can. You know, they don't come with an instruction manual. And that's what my mother always used to say. And, you know, and so it really is, you know, it's that kind of art, kind of creating as you go type thing, than arts, and then it is science. You can't do this by the book.
That's awesome.
So Patrick, I would have to say that the saying this week to end it is, child rearing is not a science, but an art.
Oh, I'd say without question. Duh. Yeah. So that's
Patrick, go ahead and end it, dude. Unless you got something else that you had planned today that I was just skipping over.
I didn't. No, I really didn't. So that's absolutely perfect. Rearing a child is not a science. It's an art.
Awesome.
That makes sense.
It's amazing. Actually,
I'd rather be that way, right? That sounds much more... That just sounds
relaxed.
I'd much rather be involved in the arts than the science.
Like less, it sounds like a lot less judgment. Like it's not
right.
It's not like serious. It's like hey, listen, the kid, he fell down the stairs. The parenting's an art, man. It can't be there at all time. I thought gravity wasn't a thing. It's not science.
So, right. Yes. Yeah. I'm down. That's boom.
Child rearing is not a science, but an art.
But an art. Come on.
I love it. Patrick, take it home one last time, baby. Take it home.
Take it home with the same saying?
Let's say goodbye. Yeah, why not?
Okay, well,
it's meant to be repeated.
It is meant to be repeated. Rearing a child is not a science, it's an art.
And all right, everybody.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. See you later, Dad. Thanks for joining us.
Dominic. Appreciate you, man. You're a good man.
My pleasure, guys. Good job. It's a lot of fun. I wish you well.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.